97.1 The Ticket, Jeff Rieger here with a special guest. And I think you all know this man, PointsBet ambassador, college basketball champion, Pistons champion, of course, Richard Rip Hamilton. Rip, what's going on, man?
Man, what's going on, man? Happy to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you, without a doubt. And obviously, listen, we'll get this out of the way. Because the Sweet 16 gets going on Thursday. I know people in Michigan are excited because the Wolverines are still there. Of course, state people are upset because Michigan State lost to Duke. But just give me the one game or the one team you think is going to win it all when it comes down to it.
Man, I think that Gonzaga, you know, I just think that they've been right there every year. I mean, I remember when they first came on the scene, when we played against them, when I was at the University of Connecticut, it was a school that nobody ever heard about. And I think it was either the second or third round of the NCAA tournament. And they put up a great fight that game. We ended up winning it. But I just think that they got a great coach. They got great players. I mean, Chet Holmberg, I mean, he's playing, you know, out of his world, projected top three pick. So I got to go with Gonzaga.
Gotcha. Now, obviously, you're no stranger to the NCAA tournament. You talked about it yourself. I mean, I remember 1998, I was young, I was driving around, and you hit that shot against Washington. Was that, to that point in your life, the biggest shot you ever made?
Oh, absolutely, especially on that stage, right? As a kid, you dream about moments like that, right? Watching the old NCAA tournaments with Jamal Mashburn, Ed O'Bannon, you know, the Arkansas great teams that they had, Ray Allen hitting a shot in the Big East tournament. So all the moments play back in your head before the game because every kid wants to hit the big shot. And I remember, like, getting two cracks at it, really, two opportunities right at it. Two bigs running at me. I try to, you know, two 7-footers running at me. And I'm just trying to get it up there as quick as possible so I just don't get my shot blocked. And I remember the ball coming back to me, and I said, Rip, hey, slow down a little bit. You know, make sure you get your shot. Make sure you follow through. And I did that on the second shot, and it was lucky, and I was truly blessed that it actually went in.
And you fell down. You wound it up on your backside, and next thing you know, it's in, and you started going crazy. But then I would assume not as crazy as the following year where you guys win it all. Calhoun's your coach, and you win the most outstanding player, and you beat Duke of all teams for it all.
Oh, yeah. I mean even when I made that shot, I remember, because, you know, the NCAA tournament, you play on Thursday, then you got to play on Saturday, right? So you can only celebrate that for 20 minutes after a game, and then you got to get prepared for the next game. And the next game was North Carolina in North Carolina. So the following year, when we got an opportunity to play Duke on a neutral court, right, in St. Petersburg, Florida, in our minds, we felt as though we were the best team in the country. I mean, we were number one team in the country for half the year. We would have been number one the whole entire year if I wouldn't have got hurt and I missed the game. But Duke was also a great team. I mean, they had four or five NBA guys on that roster. But in our mind, we couldn't be stopped. We wanted to do it for Coach Calhoun. Coach Calhoun has never been there in the NCAA Finals at the time. He never won one. So we put our hard hats on, our Timberland boots, man. And we were like, man, there's no way we're leaving this building allowing the Duke Blue Devils to beat us. And we came out with the victory.
Well, you talk about the players on that team. They had Elton Brand, the Alaskan Assassin, Trajan Langdon, Corey Maggette, Shane Battier, of course, from Detroit. But if I were to tell you back then in 99 that Coach K would just be hanging it up in 2022, there's no way you'd believe me, I would assume.
Oh, not at all. I mean, but when you look at Duke, the way he's able to build that program up, right? And the one thing about great schools like a Duke or North Carolina, they got structure. They got a foundation, and Coach K put in the foundation. I mean, when you look at his system and how they play, it's the same every year, right? Regardless who they got in them positions. So it really doesn't surprise me. It surprises me that he's going to retire. He's like one of them guys that I say, hey, man, he's going to be there until he's 100 years old if he lives that long. But great career, well-respected in the game on not just the collegiate level but also in the NBA. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time. And, he is just blessed that I got an opportunity to compete against him, especially at a high level.
I got to ask you, with the tournament going on right now, and we're not too far away from the final game, Does Rip Hamilton love One Shining Moment, or are you against it like so many people are?
Oh, no, I love One Shining Moment.
I do too.
Hey, that is probably my number one song. I listen to all types of music, but when that song comes on, I don't care what I'm doing, right? I'm literally stopping and I'm playing back that moment when we won it and the confetti came down and Khalid running around the court saying, "We shocked the world." That song right there is probably my number one song on my hit list.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, because there's so many people that think it's cheesy. They rip it. I got to tell you, I don't care who's in the finals. I will stay up as long as it takes just to watch and see how many highlights Michigan or Michigan State has or whatever.
No, I agree. And even if you're a team that didn't make it all the way, right, you probably made in the first, second, or third round of the NCAA tournament, you might get a clip in that. So it's just a special song, man, because, you know, kind of plays back all the moments that was happening in that NCAA tournament or that NCAA run, depending on what year. So it's definitely one of my hit songs.
Talking to PointsBet brand ambassador Richard "Rip" Hamilton. All right, Rip, I got to ask you about the Pistons, because, of course, you won a championship here. And there's one Piston right now that everybody's in love with, Cade Cunningham. What do you think of Cade's game, and how special do you think that kid is?
Man, I think the kid is special. I mean, what he's able to do, how he's able to control the game. When you watch him play, he kind of got that Tayshaun Prince demeanor, right? He never gets too high and he never gets too low, right? And you love that, especially from your point guard. I thought early in the season, him dealing with injuries, learning a new system, learning a new coach out there. Yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster ride, but I just feel as though he's got better as the season progressed. You look at him in his last 20-something games. I mean, he's been playing incredible. The way he's able to lead, score, pass. People don't understand the point guard position is the hardest position in the game, especially when you make that transition from college to the pros, because now you're an extension of the coach, right? You're not just out there as a scorer. You're not just out there as a rebounder. You know, you just don't have one role. When you're the point guard, you're the captain. You're the leader out there, and you got to know when to score, when to get guys involved. You got to manage personalities out there also. And I thought Cade has done an excellent job with that. So I'm excited to see what he does, especially in the years to come.
What about your years as a Piston? Be honest with me. In 2004, you guys make that remarkable run. You take on the Lakers, a team, let's be honest, that nobody expected you guys to beat in the finals. You take them out in the 5-game sweep. Honesty. When you're going into that series, are you thinking we're going to beat Kobe and Shaq? Or are you thinking, man, our run might end here because that team looks to be impossible?
No, not even close. not. It never even crossed my mind. When we were able to get Rasheed Wallace in a trade late in that season, I said to myself, there's no one in the National Basketball Association that could beat us. I mean, we were locked in. I mean, one, it gave Ben another guy, you know what I mean, especially in our front court, that can defend, right? Rasheed is probably one of the most unselfish players that I ever one of the most unselfish players that I played with, and probably the most talented player that I played with, right? And he doesn't always get the credit because he was so unselfish, and probably because he got a lot of technical fouls also. But never passed my mind. I mean, I remember being in the locker room before the game one, and I'm going up to Ben and Sheed and Chauncey, and I'm like, hey, guys, like, yo, me and Kobe have a personal relationship, right? And, you know, he beat me for the states in the state of Pennsylvania. Like, he got a state championship over me. And he constantly talks about that. And for me, I can't allow him to beat me at the highest level of basketball. This is my opportunity to get him back. So I need y'all to come out with y'all A game. So it never came. It was never a thought in my mind saying that, hey, you know what, we're playing against Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Kobe Bryant, you know, the most dominant player, in my opinion, Shaquille O'Neal. Never was a thought in my mind that we were going to lose that series.
Do you still talk? How often do you talk to Chauncey and Rip and Tayshaun and Rasheed?
No, you know what? We talk probably, man, 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, like we got a real brotherhood here. Like, people don't understand. Like, it was not just a brotherhood on the court, but it was off the court too. We're all in a group text. We text each other, you know, 3-4 times a week, laughing, joking, current events, breaking news, what somebody did on TV, what Chauncey was thinking when he was coaching, you know, talk about Rashid. We're brothers. So it's just like being in the room with your brothers, and we joke, we get serious. We ask each other about each other's family, what we got going on in business. It's definitely a true brotherhood.
When you think about it, though, I mean, you played in Detroit for a bit. You know what you guys meant to that city. Like, Detroit right now, the Tigers could be good. The Red Wings could be good. The Pistons are trying to be good. You know, the Lions are always the Lions. Do you ever think about, or were you aware of what that title and your team meant to that city?
Oh, absolutely. Because when we stepped on the floor, we wouldn't just represent ourselves. We was representing the whole city of, you know, Detroit, the whole state of Michigan. Like, that's who we were. Like, we embodied that. So we knew that, hey, we can't come out here and be playing like divas or playing like we're in Hollywood. Like, that's not what the city's about. We understood that just by watching Isaiah and Joe Dumars and Vinny Johnson, what them guys did before us. So we understood what the city wanted and what we had to do. So we knew we was a big part of the city, and we wanted to represent it in the right way. And it showed with the amount of fans that came out each and every night to support us. And that's the one thing that we all talk about now to this day. We're all like, hey, man, the city of Detroit's meant so much to us. You know, we have to do something there. We have to do something there now. You know what I mean? We got to figure out a way to put our legacy. I mean, our legacy is already our legacy, but
yeah,
also do something in the community or something there in the city of Detroit, because that's our home. That's what made us. So we're constantly, you know, talking to each other, trying to figure out what we can do in the city of Detroit.
That's awesome. And that's great news. I got two more for you. Number one, what was your favorite place in Detroit? Whether it's leisure time, whether it's a mall, a bar, a restaurant, where did Rip hang out back in the day?
Oh, man. I mean, I would have to say the Palace of Auburn Hills. It wasn't rest in peace to the Palace of Auburn Hills, you know, but that was home for us, man. We had tunnel vision, man. Like I didn't really get into a whole lot. You know, I did go to the casino. That was fun for me. You know what I'm saying? Because this casino, right, you know, had, you know, a lot of great restaurants in there. We hung out there, but more, you know, I was a homebody, man. I didn't really venture out a whole lot. But I would have to say my number one spot is the Palace of Auburn Hills.
And just last one for you. Heartbreak. What was the biggest heartbreak in Detroit? Was it what happened in Game 5 against the Spurs? Was it trading Chauncey Billups? What was your biggest heartbreak?
Oh, my goodness. I try not to even think about that moment right there. But I think it was more the shot that Robert Horry hit, yeah, in that game. I still haven't watched that game. It's hard for me to revisit. You can see right now, man, I'm going back to a bad place right now. But probably that game, San Antonio, Game 5. It wasn't Game 7. It wasn't the games against Miami. It wasn't the games against, you know, New Jersey when we got swept. It wasn't none of that. Probably my hardest game to get over was that Game 5 against the San Antonio Spurs.
You really haven't watched it all these years later?
Haven't watched it at all. Still can't watch it. Still can't stomach it. It's probably, like, even if I play back during that moment, right, it felt like a Game 7, right? Because
right.
We knew how difficult it was to go in San Antonio and win two games. I mean, we didn't got Game 6, but to get two games in San Antonio during that time, during that era of basketball, was tough. So that was probably the hardest game to get over, that Game 5.
Was Rashid killing himself after that game? I mean, did he feel awful? Because everybody does talk about the moment that Big Shot Bob was kind of wide open there.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a situation that, you know, we look to, you know, we're a team, right? So when we win together, right? I know a lot of people say, oh, why did she leave him? Listen, we don't win a championship without Rashid Wallace, right? When we're playing in games like that, you know, Larry gave us, you know, the freedom out there to, if we seen different things, we go by it, right? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So it's just a situation you you live with your guys, and you know there's games that you win and you're gonna celebrate, and there's games you're gonna lose and you're gonna sit there and mope and cry together. So I think we put that on ourselves other than one individual.
Richard Hamilton, great stuff. The brand ambassador for PointsBet. Awesome talking to you, man, and good luck in your brackets. And thanks for going down memory lane with us a little bit.
Yes, sir.